another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about the change in TVs from growing up, your childhood, to where we are now and what I've grown up using. So all of TVs now, to watch a show, is very convenient. You can stream from another device. You can put it on a DVR, watch it in 7 months if you want to, and it's just right there with three clicks of a button. Mm-hmm. And it's very different than it was. So tell me a little bit about how they work.
Okay, so when I was a kid, so I'm 43 years old, born in the end of 1981. When we were kids, to watch shows, you either 90% of the time we were watching them live. So we knew when Fresh Prince was on. We knew when Saved by the Bell was on after school. We knew when Friends and Seinfeld. We knew when all of these shows, Blossom, TGIF, all these shows were on. And we were in front of the TV to watch them. And if not, then the VHS tapes that you had to buy, you would buy these VHS tapes, put them in the VCR, and set a timer to record it. And so, but your whole house just couldn't be filled with all these VHS tapes. So you'd have to then watch it. You're right over here?
Yes.
Good? Okay. Watch it and then tape over it. And then when you're taping over something, then the quality would diminish a bit. So it wasn't as clear on the TV, and it was a hassle to record something on VHS. And then, but you know, for sports, you always had to make sure that you recorded much longer than, you know, the actual game. And then that could take up one tape. It could take up, you know, you might have used one tape, but then the game went long, so then you missed the end because you didn't have the second tape. You know, you couldn't have done the second tape because you weren't there. It was inconvenient, but it was also one show at a time, and where we would watch a show and then we would talk about it the next day with friends. And that was what I thought was the best. Oh, did you watch this last? Did you watch last night? No, don't tell me. Or did you watch last night? Yes, we did. Let's talk about it. And I think that's what's really something that's missing now. But that was the best.
Because now there's so many shows, and they're just like 7 seasons are on Disney Plus, and you just
watch them all. Right. So
there's like a billion shows.
Right. It's not just a matter of just the amount of shows. And so the things make it's harder to discover shows now because there are so many, but also the whole show is available at once. So everybody's watching it at a different pace. And that makes, and that's very, very different, which doesn't make for much of a conversation amongst people watching the show.
Yeah.
So we're watching some shows now, but from our childhood. And something I realized when we watched, well, Young Sheldon wasn't from our childhood, but when we watched that together as a family, because I want to talk about your viewing habits in a moment, something that came to mind was, okay, we're binging this show, but you're not getting, we're watching in a few months. You're not getting that much older. You're not growing with the characters the way we used to grow and age with the characters. Okay. They're getting older, so they're talking about more mature things, but you're staying the same age. So along the way, maybe some things are over your head or not as appropriate as they were in the very beginning because you're not getting older with the characters, which is something that I didn't think of until we got into maybe like season 3 of that show. Describe your habits now, how you watch shows and how you find shows and what you enjoy.
I find shows by looking on usually Netflix, and I just look at recommended for you. Or I just scroll and just click on things and see what they are. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much how I find shows.
And sometimes I'll recommend some things. I'll put things on your list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things that I've heard about for you.
But watching shows, sometimes I just find a show and just watch it, and I mean, I just watch. I watch TV on the weekends in the mornings, mm-hmm. like an hour, hour and a half. Just watch as many episodes as I can, mm-hmm. and yeah, I just.
And so how? Okay, so yeah. how? So explain a little bit further. How are you watching? Where are you watching? What are you? And then also, what are you doing during the week?
On my bed.
Okay, on your bed, on what?
On the iPad.
On an iPad, okay.
During the week.
And that's really the only time that the iPad, because we talk about a lot of devices, the iPad doesn't come into your room unless it is, you're watching shows on the weekend, you're FaceTiming.
Yeah.
And maybe if you have a friend over and you're playing a game or something. But if you're just using the iPad, texting, anything yeah. like that, it's not in your, we don't put it in your room. No. And you never sleep with it in your room, anything no. like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then during the week, what are your viewing habits?
Like TV?
Yeah, like what do we have on TV?
Sometimes we watch a show at night, but not mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the news on in the morning.
Oh, yeah, news on the morning. Sometimes TV at night.
Yeah, games on at night.
Games.
Sporting events, and sometimes sports. we'll watch a yeah. we'll watch a show together. So, what would you say the themes of the shows? And maybe you can say a few of the names of the shows that you've watched recently. The themes of the shows that you watch.
That's a really hard question.
Okay, so you're looking for some choices here?
Yes.
Okay, so are they shows about friendship? Are they mystery shows? Are they about kids in school? Are they
friendship, leadership?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you watch multiple shows at once or just try to like bang out one whole show?
Bang out one.
Okay.
The only show I've been watching like a bunch of random shows.
Okay, so what did you
None
just
of them
watch?
Have been good, but
oh really?
Yes, but the one show I watched that was good was Greenhouse Academy.
And what are the shows that you just watched? You said you didn't like.
I don't remember what they're called. I didn't pay attention. I watched one episode. I watched one, two episodes. Gave up.
You gave up on it.
Yes.
Okay. Are you actively now looking for new shows?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, so if you have any recommendations, I would love that.
Okay.
On either like Max, Prime, Netflix, Disney.
Or just regular TV.
Or regular TV, yeah.
yeah. right. So the shows we're watching together, and I like watching shows together as a family. That's because we watched shows together as a family.
Yeah.
And I like seeing things through your eyes and then even rewatching. So we are watching together Who's the Boss? So we just started that. That aired between 1984 and 1992. And yes, there are some things in there that you can tell that are like, whoa, that's from a different era. But I know Mom and I both think they're entertaining and the messages in there are still worthwhile. But there are a few lines like when Samantha said to Tony Danza, said, how does she, talking about Angela, how does a woman afford this house? Which is, because now you just won't even, like, that won't even enter your mind. Like, what do you mean? Like, a woman president of an advertising company? Yeah, of course. But back then, it just wasn't as normal. So you hear some odd things. And then also watching Boy Meets World, which aired between 94 and 2000, and if you're watching this and you want to smile, Topanga and Corey, Topanga just came into the show this past episode. And I think it was episode 3, or maybe 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty much every boy my age who watched that show had a crush on Topanga. And it's fun because that show, they're in sixth grade and you're in fifth grade. So they're around the same age and they're Philadelphia fans. It takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, what have you noticed the differences between shows that you've watched in the past, not even just this past year, maybe the year before, and shows that you've liked, and the shows that we're watching together, maybe they look different, maybe the characters sound different, how the shows are put together. What have you noticed?
I feel like they're put together differently. More shows now, I feel, revolve around more characters and more places.
Oh, interesting.
They revolve around more characters sometimes.
Oh, I didn't really think about that. So like Who's the Boss essentially takes place in that house at all times so far. Boy Meets World was the house and school.
Green Hat Academy takes place at, like, the whole school, and it takes place a lot, it takes place on a lot of the characters, and it takes place in other places, too.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
So there are a lot of, what you would say, main characters in that other show?
Yeah, or in other shows, there's more characters that it focuses on more.
Interesting. I certainly do look at the show, obviously, differently from when I was a kid. And now I'm watching it through a parent's lens of things that I hope that you're picking up on in these shows. And I'm hoping that the messages of these shows are sinking in, I hope. Because every show has some sort of resolution at the end. Like that old Full House thing where they sit on the bed and talk and, come to some sort of resolution. Is there always some sort of lesson or anything in your shows?
Oh, a lot of shows now leave off on cliffhangers. A lot more shows, like episodes, leave on cliffhangers, not always resolving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we would have those, they would just be called to be continued. And you like couldn't believe it, and you had to wait till next week. But those were very rare. But now they're okay, because now these shows are meant to be binged.
Yeah.
Because they're all right there.
Or sometimes there's only one lesson, and it comes at the end of the season.
Right. Okay.
Or the end of the whole series.
So that's interesting.
Or the end of the whole series, which is like three seasons, and yeah.
Interesting, right? Because these don't have cliffhangers. These are just all wrapped up in the 22, 23 minutes.
Yeah.
So these shows are built, the ones that you're watching are built to be, oh, I got to watch this next one. I got to click, got to watch the next one.
Yeah, a lot of times.
I never really thought about that. Yeah, I haven't thought about that. All right, well, certainly things are different. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly things are different. But it also shows you now that how valuable, we've talked about sports rights and how much TV networks pay for sports. They're so valuable because it's still the one thing you have to watch live.
Yeah.
And you don't want to record that and fast forward through commercials. So advertisers want their attention when it's live, and they know they're not going anywhere. They know people are going to sit down and watch this live, because if you don't, it's easily going to get spoiled.
Or like sometimes I still want to like record some game shows, and I know which days they're on, and sometimes I forget to record them.
Ugh. Oh, game shows.
Yeah.
What game shows?
Like Supermarket Sweep and Price is Right, but like the old ones.
Yeah.
Old Price is Right.
Yeah, Old Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Yeah.
And I still forget the guy's Dave something, Supermarket Sweep?
David? Or Dave. I don't remember.
Dave. That show is great though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show is great. And we watched Double Dare once or twice.
Double Dare? No, we didn't watch
it. Yes, we did. Remember that?
Which one was
Mark Summers, and it's the families against each other, and they have those obstacle courses and the slimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are, when I was asking some of my friends about some shows that, hey, what do you think we're watching? And they threw out some other shows that I thought, all right, yeah, at 10, it's just not worth it yet. Like Wonder Years, maybe my all-time favorite show. Just not yet for you. Maybe at 13, 14, maybe 13. And then Fresh Prince. It's a good show, but I don't think it's worth it yet. You're just not going to understand all of it yet. But just know that there are a lot of good shows coming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought, this was good, because we definitely do consume things differently.
Yes.
And so you're watching Saturday mornings, usually like an hour, hour and a half. We used to, I guess the most TV we would watch in a day would probably be Friday night, when it was that TGIF block of an hour and a half or 2 hours. But I think it was an hour. I think it was three shows, I guess. Yeah, because all the other ones usually, like maybe we'd watch a half hour, an hour, depending on what we had. Yeah, but a lot of it was together, which is nice. And I know you on Saturday mornings, you watch by yourself.
Yes.
But I hope you do enjoy the time that we spend together to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I love you.
Love you.